Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Adley Rutschman's had a good series out there in the great Northwest. And joining us now to talk about that and what's happening down on the farm, joins us every Thursday from OrielsHangout.com. Let's welcome in on the Window Nation guest hotline our buddy Tony Pentee. Tony, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. I'm guessing things are a little more positive when talking about Orioles over the last week.
You would think so. Dylan Carlson's, Carl Yastrzemski, and Gary Renicke all rolled into one all of a sudden. But let's get to the farm system. And Kylie McDaniel has updated his top 10 prospects. And obviously, at OrielsHangout.com, you do it all the time. And you and I have mentioned Braxton Bragg before. He's coming in here at a strong 10. Steve Molesky has said he's been one of the high risers and most impressive young pitchers so far this season. So tell our audience about Braxton Bragg as we look for reinforcements in the arms race coming from the farm, where he might fit in maybe as soon as this year, or is that too optimistic right now?
Well, I mean, Bragg's a 24-year-old. He sits about 94, 95. He can touch 96, 97 on occasion. Has a really good curveball, slider, changeup mix, all of which he can get whiffs with. He really is a guy that's really stepped up this year. And the fact is that he's in Bowie right now. I guess we call it Chesapeake now. So I want to make sure I get that right. But he's down with the Bay Sox in AA. He's a guy that's been a fast riser, no doubt. I mean, I have him at number 8 in the power rankings. That makes him the second best pitcher in the system behind Michael Ferrett, who just got back last night, back with Aberdeen. And realistically, right now Bragg's stuff is probably a little better than Ferrett's, but Ferrett is a guy that is about 2 to 3 years younger than him. So he's got a little bit more ability to take more steps. So that's why we have him a little higher. But Bragg is definitely a guy. It's exciting to watch. He's got this kind of funky low 3/4 delivery that adds some deception in there. There's a little bit of, he's got a little bit of reliever vibes when I watch him with a windup, but he seems to hold his stuff, and the Orioles don't really let him go much past 80 pitches, so it's hard to know how he'll be after that, but he seems to hold his stuff up through 80, so there's no reason with the mix, if he can throw with that windup and maintain his stuff, then you got a guy that's got an opportunity to help at some point. Is it this year? That might be a little bit more aggressive, but hey, if things go really bad, he is 24 years old. It's not a reason why he can't come up help late in the year.
Now, Tony, if there is a pitcher from the system drafted and developed, and we've talked about this a bazillion times where it's been lacking during the Mike Elias era, not Chase McDermott, who got pounded the other night, who would it be? Give us a name that could come out of nowhere that could come up and not just fill a spot for a day or two, but really maybe help in the second half of the season.
Well, there's not a lot. I think the guy that's probably who was drafted and developed would probably be Cameron Weston. He's now in AAA. Weston's is a very interesting guy. He's not a real super hard thrower. He's probably 92 to 94. But he's another one of these guys that's got kind of the sidearm, three-quarters delivery. He does have a nice changeup that battles against lefties for him that allows him to get lefties out. He can miss some bats as well. He's a guy I think I have around 15 in the power rankings, 14 we have him right now. You know, I like him. I don't know whether he's an impact arm. He may be a guy that ends up out in the bullpen ultimately, but he's also a guy I think that could probably end up being a fifth starter kind of guy. I think he's a little better than Brandon Young, who we saw earlier in the year. He's probably the next guy that's the highest level that could help potentially this year. He's had some up and downs, but I do like Cameron Weston. I do think he's going to be a major league pitcher. I think the role is still is up in the air a little bit.
Tony Penn, TOrielsHangout.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. All right, another guy, position player we talked about more 2 years ago as we land-based, or I have, Adley Rutschman, and he's playing well. And we know Basayo and all the prospect love going around him. What about Creed Williams? And Creed, if you've never seen Creed Williams before, if you saw a picture of him, you go, yeah, he looks like a guy named Creed Williams. But tell us about Creed. He's a catcher. He's got some pop. And I guess last year, who knows what happened to him. But this year, really starting to ascend a little bit more.
Well, Creed's only 22 years old, and obviously he's a guy when you watch him play, you just root for him. I mean, he's got the long hair. He looks like he should be playing beer league softball. He's a fun guy to watch. I mean, he really loves the game. I mean, he's just infectious when you watch him. Those are all like the really positive things when you watch him play throughout the year. But, he's a guy that, he's a catcher. He was supposed to have a really good arm, so he'd be more of a defensive guy. I think he's had some struggles receiving. I'm not 100% sold on him as being a major league catcher. If he is, he's probably not going to be a positive defensive catcher. But the stick is starting to look good, and you're looking at a guy that's kind of taking a step forward at just 22. He's got an 838 OPS this year. He's got 7 bombs, 11 doubles. So, and that's in 182 plate appearances. So that's really good. I mean, that gives him a .484 slugging percentage. So he is a guy, and he draws some walks. He does strike out a little bit like all these guys do, but he doesn't strike out at a real high rate. It's only 16.5%, which is actually very low for a guy that can hit for power. So that's something that gets you excited about the bat. He's not a big guy. He does play some first base. He can stand out there and maybe not kill you all the time. He tries, but he's not real big. He doesn't have a real big arm span, so he's not exactly that perfect guy you want over there first base. But he's not going to play anywhere else. He's pretty much the slowest guy in the system. He tries. He chugs along. He's fun to watch run, but it doesn't go real fast. So I think he's a guy that I think the stick is going to play. I think it depends on what role he's going to be at the major league level. Can he be a backup catcher who can give you some pop? Might be good enough there. And could he also DH at times and become a Ryan O'Hearn kind of player? Maybe he's that guy too. So I think he's an exciting bet.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To watch.
Hey, Tone, do you expect the O's to draft more pitchers early this year in the draft?
Well, they haven't. They haven't so far, right? I guess it depends on how Mike Elias makes adjustments based on how he's been drafting. And when you're looking at the system, he's starting to have some successes with drafting these guys lower. When we're talking about Cameron Weston, he was an 8th-round pick. We got Nestor German, who was, I think, a 12th or 13th round pick. Oh, no, I think he was 11th. Sorry. He was 11th round pick. He's our number 9 prospect. We didn't talk about him. Ferret is a 13th round draft pick. So he's starting to have some successes with the way he was looking at drafting these guys that have the, have some of the metrics they look for in the pitches, and they're starting to develop, but we got to see one actually make it to the majors and have some success. So I don't know. That's a great question. He's never done it so far, so it's hard to say he's going to change. He seems to be pretty much stuck, and I'd say stuck in his ways, but I think he believes in his system. And he's had some success drafting offensive guys. We obviously can look at the lineup right now and see some of the guys that are in there that he drafted. So I would not think so. Would I like to see some more pitchers in the first couple of rounds? Yes. Would like to see some guys with some high-end potential get drafted so we can add some high-end potential guys into the system to pitch.
Yeah, what, 5 of the first 100 or 6 of the first 100? Get one! Tony Petit, what's happening at OrielsHangout.com on this Total Request Thursday?
Doing what we always do, talking about all the Orioles, the prospects. Things are a little positive, more positive there as well. Hey, you know, we actually have some threads that aren't people jumping off buildings and talking about, but there are some people still talking about 2026, but I think there's also some that really love the 800 ball they've been playing over the last 10 games, and let's just have a good summer and hope they keep playing well.
Tony, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Tony Pente. We'll come back, whip around. Epic Game 1, Stanley Cup Finals, Game 1 of the NBA Championship Series, NBA Finals, coming up tonight. We'll talk about that with the Wiz. Walt Williams, this day in Orioles history, it is June 5th already.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.